Too Much Rock Podcast number 444. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Poppin' Court. That song is called The Brilliant Missing Link, and it is the A-side of a single that was released March 2nd on Jigsaw Records. Poppin' Court, whoever that really is based out of Paris, and it definitely feels a little Joe Jackson there, and I like that a lot. There was an album that came out last year late sometime, so maybe I'll dig that one back up. I'm always happy to sample with a single first, and that 7-inch is a good place to start. I've got lots of music for you this week, lots of pop. We're going to jump into something here on the power pop side of things. This is Fashionism with the song Baby She's Gone.
My baby's gone, baby she's gone, she's gone, we found somebody new.
power pop that I promised you. That is The Long Shot with the song Turn Me Loose. That's on the new album Love Is for Losers, came out last week, April 20th, on Crush Music Media. That is the project of Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong, featuring the band's touring guitarist and then a couple members of the Prima Donnas, which is a fantastic band from LA as well. It's a very solid album, very power pop, a little bit of pop punk in there, a little bit of a lot of things, including an Aussie cover that, well, best not talked about. But there are a couple of songs on there that are really good, and I think that's one of them. So I hope that band sticks around, because yay, band. Before that, we heard from Fashionism with the song Baby She's Gone. That is on the Smash Singles compilation that just came out last week, April 20th, on Drunken Sailor Records. That band out of Vancouver, BC, just one of my favorites and never getting the press they should. It's nice to see that Smash Singles collection there. I think it's they're 4 7-inches plus a couple of new tracks, including that one there. So definitely something you want to pick up, available on LP now. Let's see, more music. Let's just keep doing it. This is Seisumi. The song is called Be Lover.
Yeah.
All right, one there from Kansas City's Witch Jail, answering that question, what do I do with this surfboard and all of this peyote? The song is called Like a Mystery, and it's on the band's new album, Music for Magic Moments, which they put out themselves 2 weeks ago, April 13th. Maybe the band's third album, fourth album, I don't know. They just keep putting them out every few months because frontman Guy Slimy has got nothing else going on, so buy his rock. Before that, we heard from Seisumi all the way from Busan, South Korea. That song is called Be Lover, and it's on the album Where We Were Together. Came out also 2 weeks ago, April 13th, on Damnably Records. I think Electric Muse had something to do with that one as well. Found that one via Bandcamp. Some people I follow bought it, and I bought it, and man, that band is blowing up everywhere. Everyone seems to love that band. A little bit of twee, a little bit of psych, a little bit of shoegaze. There's all sorts of things happening there, but it's a very good album. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into a record story track here. A 12-inch I picked up. This is Quicksand with the song Multiverse.
Thank you.
guitar sound. That is Omni with the song Sunset Preacher. That's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out last week, April 20th, on Chunklet Industries. That Atlanta band is on the road, I think, but nowhere near Kansas City, which makes me sad. Before that, we heard from Quicksand with the song Multiverse, the first song on a three-song 12-inch that came out for Record Store Day, April 21st, on Epitaph Records. One of a handful of Record Store Day purchases I made, and of course, you'll hear them all here on the podcast. Let's get the business out of the way. I want to remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 444. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. All right, looking at the concert calendar, we have a couple things coming up tonight. Of Montreal at the Record Bar and Rogue Wave at the Riot Room. On the 28th, Franz Ferdinand is playing at the Truman. On the 29th, Martha is playing at Off-Broadway in St. Louis. That's, of course, with Jeff Rosenstock and DC Moves. I'd love to be at that show, but I just don't think it's going to happen. On the 30th, L.A. Witch is here at the Riot Room. Looking into May, on the 2nd, TSO at the Riot Room. On the 4th, the Priests are playing at the Bottleneck. On the 6th, Royal Brad is at the Come and Go. On the 8th, Baby Metal is at the Uptown. On the 11th, you've got Breeders at the Truman, or you can go to the Workers' Revival Fest at the Record Bar. That's the 11th and 12th. And I think the 11th is when Downtown Boys are playing, but there's bands every day. On the 12th, you have Hipshot Killer at the Mini Bar, or Tear at the Riot Room. On the 13th, Helmet is playing at the Truman. On the 14th, Charlie Bliss at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Brian Jonestown Massacre at the Record Bar. On the 18th, Godspeed You Black Emperor at the Record Bar. 21st, White Oak at the Record Bar, or Japandroids at the Truman. And then Decemberists are playing the 23rd, I think, at the Uptown. So that gives you a glimpse into things for about the next month. On the website, not a whole lot new happening there. There are my thoughts, photos, and videos of the Shorvan, North by North, Vela, and Hillary Watts Riot Show. But everything else, I think, has been there for a week or two. So not much for the rock shows. Family in town, it's keeping me busy. So anyway, one track left for you. I'm going to play a track here by Wussy. The song is called Nomenclature. It was originally a song by the Seedy Seeds, I think also a Cincinnati band like Wussy. It is on the Getting Better 7-inch that came out on Record Store Day, also on Damnably Records. So anyway, we're going to end things here. This is Wussy with the song Nomenclature.
Fractions of fractions, and each has